Well, I know with this rain, everyone thinks the same thing. Kansas. Kansas, of course, as you know, is known for its rain and tornadoes and storms. And actually, the state of Kansas can help us maybe understand a little bit about this season, which we just entered, the season of Lent. In Kansas, I used to work in a little city called Emporia, Kansas, and it's right in between, I didn't work in Emporia, I lived in Emporia, between Emporia and Wichita, and right in the middle of those two, right in the middle of literally nowhere, there's a small gas station on the turnpike, and on the turnpike there was the McDonald's, and that's where I used to work for a little while. But anyway, you're out there, and you're in the middle of literally nowhere. You can see for miles and miles. I say that Kansas is indeed God's country because he is the only one that is out there. But anyway, looking upon these plains, literally you can see for miles and miles and of nothing. It's all flat. And, area, is beaten down by the rain, it's beaten down by the wind, and it's actually beaten down, by the fire. Every once in a while, they set the prairie on fire because it makes it more fertile. But anyway, in all those things, this same area, because of all that, becomes the breadbasket of the world. People are fed and nourished from this land. Let's kind of maybe a little analogy for the season of Lent that we're in. Here we are, we're going into the desert, with our Lord, with literally nothing, he and us. And we are there, and we have these weapons of not rain and wind and fire, but prayer and penance and sacrifice, almsgiving, all those things, help us to draw closer to the Lord. And when we experience those things, we become fertile, we become stronger, and we're able to go out and to live our faith, in a crazy world. So let's stay close to these wonderful tools that our Lord has given us and draw closer to the holy season, to our Lord this holy season.